you so much for your warm reception. It is great to be here with all of you. I am so fortunate to have an amazing family. The First Lady Mary, my bride of 17 years now, who has been a tireless advocate. I don't know how she does it, juggling all of the different responsibilities that she has as First Lady, as a mother, as a practicing attorney, and she does it with a lot of grace. And I am so blessed and fortunate to have a wonderful life partner in Mary. And our two kids, as you can see, they're growing up. Claire is 9 and John is 7 and a half. And I welcome both of them to the stage. And I'm a pretty proud papa. I'm very proud of both John and Claire as well. I want to also add that Mary has made a tremendous difference in terms of her advocacy across the state for women and children at risk. She has gone across Iowa visiting shelters, helping with $20 million of renovations, capital improvements at these shelters. Half of those funds are from the Iowa Jobs and Infrastructure Initiative. Those dollars, those public dollars, have leveraged another $10 million in private sector investment. And Mary is really making a difference in the lives of countless children and women who need these services and unfortunately need these shelters, these emergency shelters in particular. So we are working every day as a team, whether it's the First Lady, the Lieutenant Governor, or me, to try to help impact lives of 2.8 million Iowans. And the Lieutenant Governor, she has just been there every single day. If you feel good about our record, if you think that we responded effectively to the floods and tornadoes in 2008, the worst disaster our state has ever dealt with, you can thank in large part Patty Judge. She is my Homeland Security Advisor. Every single day, she gets a briefing in terms of any issue related to your security, and she has been there. And she was on the front lines with me as we responded and deployed 4,000 troops across the state in 2008 to evacuate nearly 40,000 people from 35 cities. Patty was there when we needed one vote in the House to lift the ban on stem cell research. Yes, one vote in the House was the margin on lifting the ban. Patty's experience in the legislature, serving 8 years in the state Senate, 6 of those 8 years in leadership positions, has really helped immensely in terms of working with Majority Leader Gronstall and Speaker Murphy and Majority Leader McCarthy in the House. We feel very good about our record of accomplishing what we've been able to do together. And I also want to thank and acknowledge the legislators that are here, our Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate. Patty highlighted a lot of the progress that we've made. And that's really what November 2nd is all about. A choice. A choice between continuing that progress that we're all very proud of as Democrats and as Iowans. Iowa has always been a progressive state. We have always been ahead in many areas in terms of public policy of the rest of the country, especially in the area of civil rights. We have a choice to make on November 2nd, and it's very simple. Are we going to continue to build on the progress that we've made or go backwards, back to the 20th century with Terry Branstad? I don't know about you, but not on my watch. We're not going back to the 80s. We are going to keep this state moving forward. We are going to keep this state moving forward. We are not going to let Terry Branstad pull the plug on progress in Iowa. He is not going to pull the plug on progress. Now, we've got some work to do. We have 140 days. Who needs sleep? Sleep just makes you groggy. 140 days. And I am here today humbly accepting your nomination as the candidate from the Democratic Party for governor. And I promise you a vigorous campaign. I will give it everything I've got every day to make sure that we're successful, to make sure on November 2nd that we protect our democratic values, that we protect our Iowa values of civil rights and human rights and workers' rights and women's rights and rural Iowa's rights. We need to stand up and fight for 140 days. And we need you to do everything that you can. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. To work tirelessly for the next 140 days. To make those phone calls. To pick up those absentee ballots. To help your local elected officials. To help new candidates that are on the ballot for the first time. To make sure your neighborhood is organized, that your precinct is organized, that your county is organized. We are going to win this race on the ground. That's what we know how to do as Democrats. We can organize, we can work hard, and we can win elections. We've done it before, and we will do it again on November 2nd. I want to thank Sue Dvorsky for stepping in at a critically important time and assuming the duties as the chairperson of the Iowa Democratic Party. We couldn't have a more capable, competent, tough, effective leader than Sue Dvorsky, and I can't wait to work side by side with Sue as we lead this party to victory in November. And obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with our vice chair, Michael Kiernan. I am completely confident that he will have a complete and full recovery. And we look forward to having him on the trail with us too, as soon as he's able to do that in the next few weeks, hopefully. I want to say thank you to Senator Klobuchar for joining us here at our convention today. She is a young, progressive leader, a leader in the Midwest that we're all very proud of. And we were certainly honored and privileged to have her join us as a guest speaker today. And Tom Harkin and his wife Ruth, I know they will be there every step of the way with all of us between now and November 2nd. And when you got a fight, you want Tom Harkin by your side. And we're going to win because he's going to be there helping us and helping you elect Democrats up and down the ballot on November 2nd. And I just want to say publicly how much I appreciate his friendship and his support. He has been there for me for 12 years now as an elected official, doing all he can to help me. He's there with good advice. He tries to help in every way possible. And we are very, very fortunate to have one of the most effective United States senators as our Senator Tom Harkin. And speaking of, Roxanne Conlin will be the next United States Senator from Iowa. And you think it's been a long 30 years for you. It's been a long 30 years for the Culver family too. We will replace Chuck Grassley with Roxanne Conlin on November 2nd. Now, if you need a little motivation over the next 140 days, just keep one fact in mind. It's been 164 years in our state, 164 years, and we've never elected a woman to Congress. There's only two states with that distinction, Mississippi and Iowa. That will change That will change on November 2nd if we do all we can over the next 140 days. If we work hard on the ground, picking up those ballots, organizing our precincts. And I want to be a part of history on November 2nd when Roxanne Conlon wins this race. And I know you want to be a part of it too. And we need to send another progressive like Tom Harkin to Washington, and Roxanne will be that senator. I also want to welcome everyone to the ticket. We have a fantastic ticket from top to bottom. I know that John Murphy is going to make a great auditor. He is going to give David Vaught the fight of his life, and I can't wait to serve with John Murphy as our new auditor. Mike Morrow, Mike Fitzgerald, and Tom Miller, and Francis Thickey, we can't wait to have a clean sweep when it comes to the Executive Council, when we elect all four of them on November 2nd as well. And I want to take a moment to tell you how much I've enjoyed the privilege of working closely with not only Tom Harkin on things like flood recovery and fighting to expand the biofuels industry in our state, but Bruce Braley, Leonard Boswell, and Dave Loebsack have been there with me every step of the way in terms of fighting for $4 billion for flood recovery for our state. They have worked as hard as they possibly can to bring their districts back, to bring their communities back from the floods and tornadoes of 2008. And I have enjoyed working with them and their staffs. We are so fortunate to have individuals like Bruce and Dave and Leonard representing us in Washington and the United States Congress. Thank you and for helping to elect them again on November 2nd as well. Now, we have got to set the record straight between now and November 2nd in terms of what our party stands for, what the Culver Judge administration stands for, and what Terry Branstad stands for. I want to continue to build on our strengths in education, in agriculture, in manufacturing, in renewable energy to create jobs all over Iowa. In my second term, I want Iowa to become the best connected state in America. That's why we're focusing on unprecedented investment in our infrastructure. That's why we've invested $600 million to date in the Iowa Jobs and Infrastructure Initiative. That's why we have secured $4 billion for thousands and thousands of flood recovery projects so that we can rebuild from those floods stronger and more sustainable and better than we were before the floods. We're going to rebuild that campus at the University of Iowa. We're going to make it more sustainable. We're going to make it greener. We're going to make it more efficient in terms of those new buildings. We're going to put people to work at the same time, short-term job creation related to these infrastructure projects. When we rebuild Hancher Auditorium, for example, when we rebuild the fire station in Alcater in Charles City, and the new library in Cedar Rapids, and the new Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids, when we help smaller communities like Oakville and Palo come back, we will be putting people to work. That's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 2 weeks ago said that Iowa has the 8th fastest growing economy in America today. We are moving forward. We are outpacing almost every state in terms of economic growth. And it didn't happen by accident. Forbes magazine said that Iowa is the 4th best place in America to do business, and that Des Moines, Iowa is the best place in America to find a job and start a career. We are on the right track. We are moving forward, and we don't want to go backward with Branstad. And speaking of the former four-term governor, says that change is on the way. He's got that right. Change is on the way. If you believe in women's rights, Terry Branstad wants to take away those rights. He does not want to allow women in this state to make their own healthcare decisions. That's the kind of change that Terry Branstad will bring. When it comes to civil rights, change is on the way. He's going to take away Iowans' rights and Iowa's freedoms when it comes to equality. That's the kind of change that Terry Branstad represents. Our Supreme Court has spoken loudly and clearly, and we're not going backwards on civil rights in this state. We are going forward into the 21st century, not backwards to the 1980s. On women's rights, on civil rights, on workers' rights, on human rights. Those are our values, and we're not going backward. Not on my watch, not on your watch, not in 2010. It is a different generation, a different century, and we're moving this state forward. Yes, we will, and yes, we are going to beat Terry Branstad because our values are Iowa's values. And there is too much at stake on November 2nd. We need to fight, we need to work, and we are going to win together on November 2nd. Thank you all very much. Let's work hard and let's win, and let's keep moving Iowa forward. We're not going backwards. Thank you very much.
Team. Chet Culver, Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge.